W. Madrigal Singers. Today you will hear two works that fit in the larger genre called madrigal comedy. What is a madrigal comedy, you might ask? Well, I'll tell you. The madrigal comedy as a genre flourished during the last half of the 16th century and spilled into the 17th century. Essentially what had happened was there were madrigals that were about a variety of different things in different styles. There were love madrigals. There were funny madrigals that made fun of people and the way people spoke, dialects sorts of things. There were madrigals that sort of poked fun or were about occupations. There were dialogue madrigals in which characters would talk to one another. There were serious narrative madrigals that told a story. All of these sort of existed separately. One day, Alessandro Striggio, the composer of our first piece, thought that he would put a number of styles together. And in the first piece, Lacaccio, we see an example of a narrative madrigal that is also using sounds. In our case, dogs barking, you hear sort of horses galloping, shouts, the horn calls. The other piece, he published two pieces. The other piece was about women chattering as they were doing the wash. These pieces were sort of lightly connected by plot, but basically had sort of just a general jovial character of all the things. And the genre just got more and more sort of complex and more rigid. But the idea was, and these were never called madrigal comedy at the time, our first piece is actually more of a drama. As the form continued, the plot got much stricter, commedia plots, they were more obvious about what the form was, but still there was this idea that there was this narrative, and that you were to not see it, but you were to see it in your mind. And that's the whole point of the madrigal comedy. Now, in the 20th century, Giancarlo Menotti wrote a piece called The Unicorn, the Gorgon, and the Manticore, which was essentially a madrigal comedy. There were 14 movements, all called madrigals. And it was a story, so it had a plot, it had characters who talked to one another, and we did this work several years ago. So it occurred to me at the time that the genre itself, which had died out essentially due to the rise of opera when composers wanted to start writing opera, that the genre was still sort of had stuff left in it. And I thought especially for children, because it involves a sort of plot, some comedy, characters, and is most essential for me, the use of the imagination to see what's going on. So in the second piece, you'll hear the newest madrigal comedy written. I commissioned this work, and thanks to the EBU Foundation, who graciously gave us a grant to do this commission, I commissioned Timothy Natman, the playwright, you have his bio, and children's book writer in London, to write the libretto, and our own Scott Gundell to write the music for this piece. And my tiny role in this was picking the right two people in the universe to do this piece. And I think you'll know why. I wanted to give you this right now because the second half will just be the night-night. Often in the madrigal comedy genre, there were little poems that began each madrigal to tell you either what had happened in the intervening time between this madrigal and this one to advance the plot, or to tell you what you were going to hear. So this is what's going to happen in the first one. You're going to be told what you're going to hear. So if you don't want to follow along in your program, you'll get a basically three-line idea of the movements which are going to be sung in Italian for La Caccia or The Hunt.